Hello and welcome back. This is video number 5, and we're going to talk about how to automate your social media from your WordPress site. So in other words, how do you get it to post the content? Let's say you upload or schedule a WordPress post in 7 days. And then during those 7 days, it goes live, it gets published, and then you want to take that content and then post it to, let's say, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and all of your other social media platforms. If you did this manually, it would just take a lot of time. And if you've done this, you know it takes a lot of time. Now, there are some WordPress plugins, but we don't recommend any of them. There might be some that are really good, but the ones that we recommend are, it's not actually a plugin, but it's, there are two sites. The first site is called Zapier, that's Zapier.com. It's a site that will connect all sorts of apps together. And then there is a free version, which I'll talk about in just a minute. But if you go to Zapier and you do a search, let's go to here, do a search for WordPress. You can kind of get an idea of all the sorts of different scenarios that are available to you. So what this will do is it'll connect to your blog, like so, and then you can connect them to all sorts of other apps, such as Facebook pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all these other social media platforms like YouTube, Buffer, and more. But of course, bear in mind that things like YouTube, you're not going to be able to post a piece of content to YouTube because those are videos. But you can do that like on Facebook pages, you can do that on Twitter, you can do that on Pinterest, you can do that on LinkedIn or even Buffer. So you can see that WordPress is connected to 84 apps. Now, what you might want to do is you might want to check to make sure that it is connected to all of the social media platforms that you're using. It's really easy to use, and I'll actually show you with IFTTT, which is the second platform. This is IFTTT, so IF and then three T's. It stands for if then else. Or if this happens, then this happens, basically. And that's kind of how Zapier works. But ifttt.com is actually free. So if you go to ifttt.com, you will come here, you create an account, for free, and then you can go under the search bar here and get an idea of the different variety of social platforms that you can post to. And it's very similar to Zapier. All you have to do is simply connect it to your WordPress site. You just follow the instructions on the screen to do that. And then you then connect to your other social media platforms like Pinterest. You connect to your Twitter account, to like your Pinterest account, and others. And then once you do that, you can select these things called recipes. So like we have WordPress to Pinterest. So if we click on this one, for example, actually we'll just click on this one. So this is going to Twitter. So as you can see, it's simple. You just click connect and it'll connect to your WordPress and then it'll connect to your Twitter and then it'll bridge both of them so that anytime you post to WordPress, the system will listen carefully. And then when it sees that something is posted, it'll then post it to Twitter. So that's how you automate your social media. It's really simple. It does take a little bit of time to set it up, but you're going to be happy once that's done because you're not going to have to manually copy and paste the link to all of these sites manually ever again. All right, so that's basically how to do it. I showed you a paid version, which is Zapier. It does have a lot more apps that are integrated into WordPress. And then of course, you have ifttt.com, which is the site right here, which doesn't have as many, but it's free. And for the most part, it is connected to the majority of social media platforms that are out there. If you're using really small social media platforms that might not be available, just bear that in mind. So compare the two to see which one is best for you.